This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We have a very interesting subject today. We're continuing in the Seder of Tefillah, and the Shiurim on Tefillah are sponsored by our dear friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Sala Rose, with Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Nisham Shem and Aliyah, B'yomei Otsyoshe for his whole family, at B'yaskol Tzedek. We have some very exciting news. We're closing in on acquiring a property, Bez Hashem, for the Beis HaMedrash, for the International Torah headquarters and studios. If anybody wants to be Meshtatef, you could go to our site, rabbidg.com, and the building dedications are available. If anybody wants the name of the building, that is certainly available. The name of the studios, if you'd like the shiurim, all the shiurim to come to you from the Mr. and Mrs. Pliny and Pliny Studios, then it's yours for the taking. Please take a look if any of them are possible. We've finished the Hallelukas, and we've fulfilled that which Rabbi Yossi says in the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yossi Yehechalki Migoymrei HaHala B'chol Yom. Ribbono Shel Olam, may it be, may my share be among those who complete Hallel every single day. Which means to complete Tehillim every day. Which does not mean to say the entire Tehillim every day, but it means to say the last chapters of Tehillim every day. Every Jew wants that when you wake up in the morning and you say, what do I got to do today? A very important thing to make sure you have in your pocket is that you say the last five chapters of Tehillim. You want to complete the Hallelukas every day. And once we've done that, once we've said, Koel HaNeshama Tehallel Ka Halleluka, we say the following four psukim. It's Mamish Apela Atsuma. What are we doing? We say, I'm going to say it because I'm saying psukim. Baruch Adonai Le'olam Amen Ve'Amen. Baruch Adonai Mitzion Sheikhen Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael Oisei Nefla'ois Levadoi. Uvaruch Shem Kvaidoi Le'olam Ve'Yimalei Kvaidoi Eskal Ha'aretz. Amen Ve'Amen. Okay, four psukim. And question number one is, what in the world are we doing? Didn't we say enough psukim already? I mean, I just said six chapters of Tehillim with Ashrei and the five Alelukas. Why am I now saying psukim? Says the Avudraham. I'm going to make it a little bigger. Oisi ois machkimai. Says the Avudraham. Emnei shebe'elu hamizmoirim hu nishlam ha-Tehillim. Because in the previous five chapters we've completed Tehillim. Tiknu loimar achareyam. They were masakin that you say afterwards. Baruch Hashem le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Baruch Hashem mitzion. Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael. Baruch Shem Kvodoi. Now let's just make sure this is what we do. Yeah, Baruch Hashem Elokim Amen is one. Baruch Hashem mitzion is number two. Baruch Hashem Elokim is number three. And Baruch Shem Kvodoi is number four. Why? She'elu apsukim atzinoi sam ksum b'sayv sifrei Tehillim. Because we just finished Tehillim. Now, does anybody know? How many books of Tehillim are there? We know there are five books of Tehillim. Kineged chamishei chamishei Torah. What do you mean? But my Tehillim is broken up into 30 parts and is broken up to 7 days. That's right. But those are not the real breakups. The real breakups are there five books of Tehillim. Those are the breakups that David HaMelech broke them up. The others are much, much later. Are the others legitimate? We don't know exactly where the 7 days come from, or where the 30 days come from, but we know King David broke up Tehillim into five books, and at the end of each book, you have psukim, and many of them are said in this little segment, and since we just finished Tehillim, v'lachin tiknu l'oimram behashlamas Tehillim, therefore, since these psukim are said at the end of Tehillim, there are masakin that we say it in the Hashlama of Tehillim. And then you say, Vayivarach David. So, it's very interesting. So, for example, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen is the end of the third book of Tehillim. The second pasuk, Baruch Hashem Mitzio and Shechinah Shalom, Hallelujah is the end of none of the books of Tehillim. It's the end of Perek Kuf Lamed Hey, right before Hallel Haggadah. And Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Oisei Neflois Levado Yivaruch Shem Kvaydoi Le'olam V'malei Kvaydoi Eskos Amen V'amen is the end of the second book of Tehillim. So the end, the first pasuk is the end of the third book. The second pasuk is before Hallel Haggadah, and pasuk 3 and 4 are the end of the second book. So since we just finished Tehillim, we say psukim from some of the endings of some of the books. So my initial question, an obvious question, is like, why do we randomly pick some book endings and say them? In other words, why do we pick the end of book 3 and then the end of book 2 and in the middle we say the psukim right before Hallel Haggadah? So, like, why don't we say the end of book 1? And why now? I understand why we don't say the end of book 5, because we just did. We said, so book 5 is out. But what happened to book 1? And what happened to book 4? Why do we only say 3 and 2? And that's question number 1. Let's write down our questions here. Question number 1 is, what happened to 1 and 4? You know, why don't we say the endings of those? We say the ending of book 3, and we say the ending of book 2. What happened to 1 and 4? Question number 2 is, what in the world are we doing saying Kuf Lamed Hey, which is right before Hallel Haggadah? And another question is, why are we saying them out of order? We start with Peites, we go to Kuf Lamed Hey, and then we go back to Ayin Beis. So those are our three questions. Why don't we say the end of book 1 and book 4? Why do we say the end of the pasuk before Hallel Haggadah? And why do we go out of order? Now, regarding going out of order, I think the answer to that, and a very important answer, is we don't go out of order. And this is a very interesting principle, and that is just like Ein Mukdam U'Me'ucher B'Torah, Ein Mukdam U'Me'ucher B'Tehillim. Because it's very interesting. At the end of book 2, we say Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael Oisei Neflois Levado Baruch Shem Kvaydoi Le'olam V'Yimalech Vaydei Eskala Aretz Amen V'Amen. And we say Kalu Sefilois David Ben Yishai. The prayers of David are ended. Really now? David HaMelech finished praising Hashem at the end of chapter 72, Ayin Beis? Why do we say at the end of Perek Ayin Beis, the end of book 2, that King David finished praising Hashem? So says the Metsudas David, Nishlamu Tfilas David, the prayers of David ended. Ki ha-mizmar hazeh amar samach l'misasai. This mizmar, he said, near his death, Be'ei shehim l'chesh l'ayme, when he coronated Solomon. V'loi hoisev l'aymar oy, he didn't say another praise. So why didn't David write at the end of the book? He wanted to end with praise of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Because of all the great praises. But according to the Metsudas David, the end of Tehillim is really Ayin Beis. Accordingly, we could say that they are in order. First we go to Peites, then we go to Kuf Lamed Hey, and Ayin Beis is actually the end of Tehillim. So it could be that these psukim are in chronological order. That's one interesting ha'ara. Reb Schwab writes that at the end of Psukei Dezimra that Chazal call being Goymer Hallel, we make a bracha achroina. Isn't that interesting? The same way after Hallel, we say, Kilecha toiv lehoidois uleshimcha noel lezamer, kimeir lom yarei lom atakeo, baruch ata Hashem, mechmu laho batish bachais. So we make a bracha achroina. So when we finish saying Psuk de Zimra, we also make some kind of bracha achroina. And therefore we say four psukim of Baruch, where God's name appears three times, that they're like a siyum, Baruch Hashem Le'olam from Pei Tes, the end of book three, and Baruch Hashem Yitzchein Shem Hashem Haluka is before Halal Gadol, and then the last two psukim of Sefer Sheni. By the way, these psukim, we say in Chutz La'aretz and Mariv, after Hashkivenu, and these psukim enunciate many, many fundamental principles. Okay, so regarding, we had three questions. One of them is why the psukim out of order? And to that question, we sort of gave an answer. They're not out of order because Ayin Beis is the last chapter of David's life. Now, I want to point out that I think it's certainly of note that the last parak that David ever said was number 72, which is like the ultimate name of Hashem. Okay, but why don't we say the end of parak of the first book and the end of the fourth book? The first book ends off Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael Meha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam Amen V'Amen. And the end of the fourth book is Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam V'Amar Kal Ha'am Amen Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you the idea that I had. And late last night I found in Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Remember the Gemara in Tainus? The Gemara in Tainus says they didn't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash, but instead they said, they would say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam. So maybe the reason we don't end off with the ending of Book 1 and Book 4 is because these are ideas that were only said in the Beis HaMikdash. We say Me Ha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam. So maybe those praises are reserved for the actual Beis HaMikdash. That was the idea I had. But Let's continue to investigate this, because I think we're going to come up with a lot of very interesting and important clues. The Matei Moshe is a Talmud Muvak of the Marshal Rav Moshe Mas. And after the Psukim of Psukei de Zimra, he says we say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, because in these Mizmoirim we finish Tehillim. And therefore they are Masakin to say after them Baruch Hashem Le'olam Uvaruch Hashem Yitzion Uvaruch Hashem Aleikim, Uvaruch Shem Kavoidai. Because these psukim are the end of Tefillim. And this way it's as if you said the whole Tehillim. Oh, ask the Matei Moshe, why didn't they say to say the end of Book 1, which is the end of Mizmor Mem Aleph, and Baruch Hashem Etzion, and they were masaking to say Baruch Hashem Etzion, which is not even the end of a book. Why say Kuf Lamed Hey, which is not the end of the book? Why say Kuf Lamed Hey, which is not even the end of a book, instead of Mem Aleph? Says the Matei Moshe, maybe our Siddur is a mistake. Maybe really it should say the end of Mem Aleph and not the end of Kuf Lamed Hey. But then watch what the Matei Moshe says. V'yesh mi shekasav, there are those who say, v'yesh li tein tam lo matiknu psukim ela seder zeh, that you could give the following reason for these psukim. Ki yesh remez b'psukim elu al barchu dekriya shema utfila shemana esrei. Because in these psukim you have a remez to barchu and kriya shema and shemana esrei. There's a remez in these psukim for Baruch Hu and Kriya Shema and Shemana Esrei. Why? Baruch Hashem Le'olam are five words. Keneged Baruch Hashem HaMvayrach Le'olam Vayad. So let's go back. We start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five words, Keneged Baruch Baruch Hashem HaMvayrach Le'olam Vayad. Then you have Kineged Zeh Tignu Baruch Shem Le'olam Vayad. Baruch Hashem Yitzion Yesh Bo Shesh Tevois. Baruch Hashem Yitzion, let's go back. Baruch Hashem Yitzion Shem Hashem Haluka has six words. Kineged Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Keneged Shema Yisrael, and also Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayad has six words. And the last two psukim has 19 words connected to the 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's connected to Shemoneh Esrei. So really, the Baruch Hashem, Le'olam Amen V'Amen, is built on what we're about to do. We're about to say 5 words of Baruch Hu, 6 words of Shema, 19 brachas. Now, uv'shnei psukim achim yesham yud tes tevas keneged yud ches brachas brachas haminim. Now, I want to bring out a very interesting point from here, because we've had this before. Why are we alluding to Baruch Hu and Shema and Shemoneh Esrei? Why do we need to allude to it? We're going to do it. Why be merames? We have 5 words of Baruch Hashem Le'olam Keneged Baruch Hashem Vrachim Levad. We have 6 words Keneged Shema, and we have 19 words Keneged Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, what's one thing got to do with the other? What does one thing have to do with the other? When we do it, we do it. When we get there, we get there. Why do we need to foreshadow it? You know where else we had something like this? By Mizmar L'Soida. We said, Mizmar L'Soida, Hariyu L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz is tefillah, halacha. That's the beginning of davening. And then we say, Hariyu L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simchas Karbanos, Bayu L'Fana Bernana is Psukei D'Zimra, Du Ki Hashem Olaikim is Shema, Amo Yitzhamer is Boyushar beside are the first 3 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. Why are we constantly foreshadowing the structure of the tefillah, so to speak, before we get there? So to me, it almost seems like that a human being, before they do something, they need sometimes like little reminders, okay, you're about to do the following. Where before you start on a program, sort of at the Seder. Before we begin, let's say the order of operations. You know, this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas. It sort of organizes in a person's mind what their job is. And then once you know, in a way, it's like the to-do list. You know, when you make a list, a to-do list in the beginning of the day, okay, now I know what my charge is today. Now I could execute it. So, and sometimes you have to make that list in advance of what you're going to do, because if you do it right before, you know, you're not. You need to prepare yourself. It's a manner of preparation. So before, not even before Yishtabach, all the way before, even before the Shira, even before Bechari Simai Habris and Vayivarach David, you were already foreshadowing the rest of the pattern of the davening. I think that's very interesting. The Matei Moish, so that Marv Raboisai answers a lot of our questions. In other words, why do we say the end of book 2 and book 3? Right? Well, excuse me. Why do we say the end of book 3 and book 2 and not book 1 and 4? The answer is we specifically pick these psukim because we need that number of letters, that number of words. So we're going to pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because that has 5 words, Keneged Baruch Hu, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Keneged Shema, and then 19, Keneged Shemoneh Esrei. But for instance, if we were to pick these psukim, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that doesn't do anything for us, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, it ain't going to do anything for us. So it's not that we necessarily picked these, because these are the only psukim at the end of a sefer, but they're the psukim at the end of the sefer that serve our purpose of alluding to and foreshadowing the end of the davening. Now, I found something in the Siddur Ashlah, and I believe the Siddur Ashlah would answer a number of these questions, namely, number one, why they're out of order, why dafka the end of 1 and 4, why the end of 2 and 3 and not 1 and 4, and why we pick Kuf Lamed Hei. And the Shlah says that actually, that after we finish Psukim Zimra, we say these Psukim, These four psukim correspond to the four letters of the Shem Havaya. Baruch Hashem le'olam amen v'amen is keneged the Yud, which is Chachma. Baruch is Rashi Tevos, Baruch Roish u'Makar Kol. Now, the Shla explains Kabbalistically how each pasuk corresponds to each letter of the Shem Havaya. And I don't have the ability to explain mystically why the Yud corresponds to Baruch Hashem Le'olam and the He corresponds to the next pasuk. But the Shla, who is presenting this approach, according to his approach, that would explain the order of these psukim. There's something about each pasuk, how it corresponds to the respective Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that would be another approach. Now I want to share with you the comments of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He asks some of our questions explicitly, and we'll end off with an amazing thing from the Ben Ish Chai. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in his Siddur, and I highly recommend that everyone get the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Siddur is one of the most important Siddurim in Jewish literature, and there are many important ideas. And he says, after we say the Hallelukos, we say Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen, which is the end of the third book of Tehillim, and it's like a bracha after Psukei Dezimra. And then we say Baruch Hashem Yitzion, which is the end of Kuf Lamed Hei, because that's like Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Li'olam Va'ed. So the first Baruch Hashem Li'olam is like a bracha. Baruch Hashem Yitzion Shechinu Shalayim, that's like God's honor residing in Jerusalem, that's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei. And then it's similar to the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei that they would answer in the Mikdash. And then we explain even more elaborately, Baruch Hashem Aleichem Aleichei Yisrael Oisein Eflois Levadoi Baruch Shem Kavod Eliyolam. And we explain it a little bit more elaborately. Lachim Sider Kan Pasuk Baruch Hashem Aleichem Shehu Kamai Kein Soif Sefer Sheni Shet B'Tehillim. That's the reason why at the end we bring the last pasuk of the second book of Tehillim, Haroimez Babir LeKavana Shema Yisrael, which is Merames to the explanation of Shema, Shehu Besoid HaBracha. So in other words, we say Baruch Hashem Elohim, and the pasuk after it is merames more explicitly on the kavana of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Levaed. Therefore, we change the order. Look what Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying. Ki chein haderech lahaschal b'sasum ulasayim b'toysefes shevach mavur. The derech, in general, is you start with something more concealed and more mysterious, and you conclude with more explanation. So you start off with an ambiguous statement, and then you elaborate based on that. Why don't we say the end of book 1 and book 4? So that, to that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, nearly pashut. To that, it would seem obvious, mishum shem choysmei bracha shebemikdash. Those psukim, here, look, Baruch Hashem alekei Yisrael me'olam v'yad olam, or Baruch Hashem alekei Yisrael min ho'olam v'yad ho'olam, it's the exact same pasuk. Baruch Hashem alekei Yisrael me'olam v'yad olam, Baruch Hashem alekei Yisrael min ho'olam v'yad olam, and either amen v'yamein, or v'yamar kol ha'am amen, halleluka. So those were literally what they ended off in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't say it outside of Eretz Yisrael. We're only alluding to it. So I think that Baruch Sheh Kivantanu, that the reason why we don't end off with book 1 and book 4 is because this was literally the ending of how they ended in the Beis HaMikdash. But regarding why we do it out of order, I like our pshat, it's in order, because Ayin Beis is the last parak of Tehillim, but the way Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains it is that Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen is a bracha, Baruch Hashem Yitzion is something like Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei, And Baruch Hashem Elokei Israel is a more elaborate, is a more explained, is a more full Baruch Hashem Kvayd Malchus Hayah. And it's the derech to say something and explain further and then to elaborate even further. That's the approach of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And again, the reason why we picked Kuf Lamed Hey is because it's a very good elaboration on the idea of the concept of Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchus Aliyah Navaya. Now, plugging it back into the approach of Reb Schwab, that this part of davening is Unifa Ercha, the five great stages of the glory of the Pe'er of world history, starting with the era before the coming of Mashiach, right before Mashiach comes, when Mashiach arrives, the world of resurrection and the world of the soul. Perhaps this also fits in because we now enunciate the idea of Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusay Li'aylam Va'ed. I want to end off with a very interesting practice of the Ben Ishchai. There's a concept that the word tzaddik stands for 90 amenin, 100 blessings, 10 kaddishes, and 4 kedushais. There's an idea a tzaddik should try to get every day 90 amens, 4 kaddish, 4 kedushais. Okay, I didn't say that correct. Tzaddik stands for 90 amenim, 4 kedushos. What are the 4 kedushos? Well, you have in Birchas HaShachar, you have Kadosh Kadosh in Yotzer Ar. You have in Chazar Sashatz of Shachris. You have in Asher Yuval Etzion. And then you have in Mincha. So, and 10 kaddishes. You should try to hear kaddish 10 times a day. Whether it's in Shachris, you have before Baruch Hu, you have after Tachnun, you have after Ashrei, and then you have at the end of Davening, you have 4. Mincha time, you have before Shemoneh Esrei, you have after Shemoneh Esrei, and then after Aleinu is 3. And then in Mariv, you have one before the Shemoneh Esrei, one after Shemoneh Esrei, one after Aleinu. One should try to hear 10 Kaddishes a day. And then 100 blessings. The thing is, it's not so easy to say Amen 90 times a day. So you have, let's say, 19 in Chazar Sashas times 2, that's 38. And you have in a lot of Kaddish, and you have other blessings, but it's not the easiest thing in the world. So the Ben Ishchai had a very interesting practice. He brings over here, Matzasi kasa b'chesar machos k'sivas yad. A minug yafeh to say every day, Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen. 45 times. Uva amroi, amen ve'amen, yichavin b'shem ha'shiluv shel havaya adnos. When you say amen ve'amen, you should try to have in mind the word amen combines shem havaya and shem adnos. And this pasuk will help you in lieu of 90 amens. When you're an oinus and you can't answer, let's say you're in your house or you don't go to shul, says the Ben Ishchai, v'nirali de minog yofeh huzeh, it would seem to me this is a good minog. V'chein ani nohakti loimer pasuk zeh, kamisra nisra b'chol yom achar parashas shel birkas koyanim. I say it every day, after birkas ha-toyrah. After I say, v'recha Hashem v'yishmerecha yor adinah panu v'ilach v'chinag yisah Hashem panu v'ilach v'zom l'chasholam, I say, baruch adinah l'ilam, amen v'yamein. And the reason why I do it then, and this is a very important rule. You know why I do it then? Kedei shaloi tishakach amiras mimeni. This way, if I have a set time, I won't forget to say it. Me'achas shosisa l'zman kvod, because I'm at a set time. And then after that, I say 17 times, Erzara la tzadik uli yishrei leiv simcha. Why? Because Reb Chaim Falaji says you should say it 17 times. So that's just an interesting practice. Is it possible? I want to make just 2 points. What if a person is in a situation where they can't make 100 blessings a day? What do you do then? So the Ben Ishchai writes, train yourself to say every day, Vayivarech David es Adonai le'enei kol ha'kol, Vayomer David, Baruch atah Adonai le'hi yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam, V'varuch Hashem l'cha, Hashem ha'gdul v'agvor, V'yishvei ha'kom v'fanecha. And you should say it 10 or seven times a day, and then say, Baruch atah Adonai lamdeni chukecha. Why? Because in a situation where you can't make 100 blessings, they could count as a bracha b'shas hadchak. In other words, I'm coming. In other words, if you're not able to make 100 blessings a day, then you say from Vayivarech David es Adonai Eloheinu kol hakol vayomer David, Baruch atah Adonai Elohei Yisrael, Avinu me'olam v'ad olam, l'cha Adonai hagdula v'hagvura v'hatiferes v'hanitzam v'hoid, k'chol v'hashem v'arz, l'cha Adonai hamamlacha v'hamsaseh l'chol ha'roish. V'ha'oysher v'hakovein mofanecha, v'yata moshe v'hakov v'yotcha k'ach v'gvur v'yotcha gadol chazak l'akol. How many psukim is that? 1, 2, 3. And after you finish that, say, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen, because that's basically a bracha, it's just already formulated in Tehillim. And if you say that a bunch of times, that could get you 100 blessings, B'Shas Hadchak. Now, I want to try one more answer of why we don't say the end of Pasuk of Sefer Rishon and Sefer Revi. And that is it possible we could say, the reason why we don't say those Pesukim is because we already did say those psukim. Where did we say those psukim? At the end of Hoidu, we said, Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael min ho'aylam v'yad ho'aylam v'yermu chal ha'am amen v'halel Adonai. That's the end of Book 4. So maybe since we already said this pasuk, we don't need to say that pasuk. And so what about the end of Perek Rishon, Sefer Rishon? Well, maybe that's very similar to the one we already said as well. Okay, Rabbi Sai, this should just give us a little bit of an inkling how really every detail of the tefillah has so many secrets and so many hidden nuances and foreshadowing and remuzim and significance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up our eyes to appreciate the wonders of His Torah. And including in that is the Siddur, because all the psukim of the Siddur come, of course, from Taraseinu HaKadosha. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Thank you for coming. Kol tov. Shabbat shalom. Kol tov. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.